Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to you, Cheryl Wessels.
Good morning and same to you.
Thank you, Cheryl, for coming because it's been a little while. I'm thinking it's been over a year ago that we maybe talked about this. And I'm sure not everybody remembers what we talked about. So we first need to talk about the project. What's the Pillowcase Dress Project?
The Pillowcase, the Little Dresses for Africa, it's a mission project. It's non-denominational. And it's to send relief to girls in Africa. We're sending them a garment. It's a sundress. And we're sending them for the little girls that to make them feel worthy and needed.
I can't even imagine what it must be like for them. Maybe it's a little bit like Christmas is for us when we get something totally unexpected and something that we really, really never thought we'd have. It just has to be a wonderful experience.
It definitely is. Looking at the pictures that when they're distributed by mission teams that and they're wearing them, there's big smiles on their faces it's a feel-good situation.
You bet. And because you mentioned this is a mission project, the missionaries are delivering them rather than sending them in a great big box. The missionaries are delivering
them. We send all our dresses to Little Dresses for Africa to Rachel O'Neill in Michigan. And she distributes them to mission teams that are going to different countries. And there's 42 countries that they've delivered, churches, villages, schools. And so everything is hand-delivered.
And you might tell about here in the future, next year, we're going to have a personal delivery.
We are. Rich Perry is going with a mission team, and they're going to Haiti. And I think he told me they're leaving June 2nd, but they're going to take dresses with them. So the dresses that we have made in our different sites here, that we're going to have pictures, he's going to take pictures and try to do a personality with the dress. So we're looking forward to that.
That sounds like something Rich would have fun doing. So, okay, now, we say pillowcase dresses. Let's talk about, how you use the pillowcase and maybe some other sources in case we don't have pillowcases.
Okay, the pillowcase dress is it's made of the old pioneer pattern. And so it's just a basic pattern that we cut the armhole and gather the top with elastic. Because we're using a lot of the pillowcases, we're making them out of fabric. The fabric takes a little bit more time because they need to be seamed and hemmed. But basically, and we can get different sizes then. So we make smaller ones and the taller girl with the fabric.
All right. And then we need to think kind of beyond the pillowcase, beyond flat fabric. And we should say that it should be cotton or cotton blend.
Yes.
That's a real basic requirement. But where else in our house might we have fabric that we're not using?
We can use everything. Because even small pieces we're using for pockets or trim. And even quilt blocks, we have some people that you had some quilt blocks left after your quilt and you didn't really want to make an extra little throw, that they're giving us their quilt blocks for pockets and or borders. Mm-hmm. And they make darling borders.
And how about sheets?
We're using sheets. We're using bed skirts, the ruffles off the bed skirts. We're using, like I said, sheets, and we're cutting up sheets. And I have a lady that is kind of working on the fitted sheets with the elastic on the corner for the elastic on the neck. So that takes some doing.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But it's working.
The other thing that we need, the other couple things that you need to make this dress, in addition to the fabric, you need some other things.
I need rickrack, bias tape, any braid, fringe, anything like that we can decorate the dresses with. Bias tape is something that we really run short of because that does the armholes and the tie on the top.
Elastic.
Thread. And elastic.
Okay. So those are some things we might look at home to see if we have. Or, some people are garage sale people. They might look at garage sales and see if there's any of those kinds of things that people aren't using that they could buy very inexpensively and donate to you.
And we go through a lot of thread, and all the donations, they can be dropped off at any of the sites, any of the churches, because we're kind of working with the churches. And then we have the Atlantic Senior Center they've started a tote for us, and there you can drop things off at that place also.
It's really good, Cheryl, that you are making this convenient for people. And, you know, as we kind of look at what we need to get rid of, and if it's usable by somebody else, hey, this would be a worthy project. Now, we need to talk about how, so we got the supplies now.
Mm-hmm.
Who's putting them together? How are they getting made?
Well, they go from home to home, and then we need finishers. And what I mean by finishers is after the residents pin on the pockets.
I was
going
to say home to home. I'm thinking my home, but that's not what
no,
you're talking
I'm
about.
No, I'm thinking care center to care center.
All right.
Okay, so we go through the three care centers here in Atlantic and in Oneida. And so each center does a little bit of the work on a dress. So when we're at the end and finish, we pin on the pockets, we pin on the trim, the lace, we decorate them. What I need is individuals to sew those things in place.
Okay. And that's pretty basic sewing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't need a fancy machine. It's pretty basic sewing. And they could come to a center.
And we do. We have people come and pick up four or five and take them back and return them in a couple weeks when they have time, which really helps our finishing.
Okay. And nice to be able to do it at your own home, on your own sewing machine, on your own time. Hey, this is something, if you're a TV fan, you can do this while you're watching TV.
Absolutely. In fact, you can even do some hand sewing. Because some people, they do the hand, like the rickrack around the bottoms and things. They sew it on by hand. So that's something you can do, watch TV and sit in your lounge chair and finish. And that's, we have a big need for the finishers.
I want to be sure that people, when they go to the KJN.com to listen to the program, we're excited. We have pictures there now, so you can see the finished products. And it's very fun to see the quilt blocks as pockets. See the one that was a curtain ruffle that's now at the bottom of the dress. Very creative in the way that people put these together. So lots of fun.
You know, and we're very proud to say that we've finished about 1,000.
Amazing. In about a year or a little more.
A little over a year and a half. And Lynn Crozier from Oneida has joined me, and she's working with me, and together we're going into the centers.
All right. And then in addition, you're kind of spreading out. You've got the ones in Atlantic and Oneida, but now you're kind of spreading out further than that.
Yes, we've started the program in Fontenelle, and we're not going to go there directly, but they're going to, we've got them started and they're going to take it. And Greenfield is working on it, and we're kind of working on St. Gregory and Adair.
It's, it is, I think, such a project that makes you feel good.
Oh, it's a, many times. You know, the residents feel good, we feel good, and we know the recipient will.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And you know, we talked about the cotton or cotton polyester, cotton blend. These little girls probably don't have washing machines.
No. I've been told they're washed in a crick.
So it's important that you have a fabric that's very washable. Mm-hmm. And remember that they're going to Africa. I'm thinking most places are pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it needs to be, it can't be a denim, something heavy.
So, and that's the sundress part.
Yes.
And so we kind of make it light, and we kind of watch, you know, the pockets, the weight, because mm-hmm. we've used a little bit heavier fabric sometimes for the pockets, like a quilted fabric,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, just to kind of give it weight, but yet it's too heavy to make a whole dress out of a
mm-hmm.
quilt block.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing you mentioned kind of in passing is that they do end up different sizes. You think about, there are king size pillowcases, mm-hmm. and then there are little pillowcases, and then you can, of course, cut fabric to different sizes. So there's a multiple size choice for mm-hmm. girls, too. Very important.
How we send these, and when we have the finished project, we measure them and size them.
Okay.
And bag them in 2-gallon Ziploc bags, and that's something else we can use, is a Ziploc. It has to be a 2-gallon. And they've probably 6 to 8 dresses in a 2-gallon bag. Then that's how we send them.
And they're all one size in that bag?
In that bag.
Okay.
So it helps when she receives them that they're ready to go this way. We send a self-addressed envelope with them so that we know that they're received. And then she sends us back a little card. And in the beginning, our cards, this is something I'm really proud of, our cards was, thank you for your support. pretty general, you know, and if you're getting them from all 50 states. And then pretty soon, thank you for your continued support. And the other day, one card came back, lovely, lovely, lovely. And the other card came back, absolutely gorgeous. So we know that they're seeing them, you know, they're not just
processing
with everybody.
Yes.
And so we're very proud of that. And we're proud, we have a postcard up on each bulletin board.
Well, if you possible, you have your computer and you want to go hear this program, be sure to look at the pictures, because it is just pretty awe-inspiring to see all of the different ones. There's no two the same.
I think you'll be surprised when you see the pictures, because they're, you think of something pretty generic, and we've taken it to the next level.
We certainly have.
Or we feel we did.
Oh, I think you certainly have, because all of the trim and so on. Now, we mentioned in terms of supplies, the bias tape. And, of course, most of us think about going to the store and buying a package of bias tape. But you can make bias tape.
You can.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there is an attachment to, actually, I think most machines, even those old Singer machines, those old ones that where you had that box of attachments, I think there was a bias tape maker
really?
In there. Yes.
That is something we're really short of.
So if you wanted a little project, again, something you could just do on your own time. And how much bias tape does it take for each one?
It takes 36 inches per sleeve.
Per sleeve. So now we're up to 6 feet here for per dress.
Yes.
Right?
Let me add.
36 for each armhole times 2 is 72
right.
inches. Yeah.
Because, see, the armhole is a tie. Come up and you
All
make
right.
the bow. That's
All
why
right.
you need so much.
If people want to help, what do they need to do, Cheryl?
Okay, they can either call me or visit one of the sites, call any of the activity residents or the activity directors. We'd be glad to just call us and we'll set up a place that we can exchange or we can use your help no matter what.
All right. Well,
everyone can help.
Thank you for coming in and visiting with us about this exciting project, Cheryl Wessels. Until next time, here's a thought. The health of your brain tomorrow depends on the quality of your thoughts today.